going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. This morning, we are visiting St. Joseph High School in Natrona Heights up the Allegheny River, only about 20 miles from downtown Pittsburgh. And St. Joseph's is the oldest Catholic high school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. It was founded back in 1915. And they have Athletic and Science and Technology Center, which was just completed in 2009, and offers a college preparatory education that encourages spiritual growth, academic excellence, and extracurricular participation. And here to talk with us this morning about St. Joseph's School are Tyler Fontana and Madeline Moat. They are both juniors and student ambassadors who help St. Joe's High School. Tyler and Madeline, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Hey, Madeline, can you first tell our listeners where you're from, what parish, and your parents and any siblings?
Okay, so I am from Gibsonia, PA, mm-hmm. and I attend St. Victor's Parish.
In Bearford.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my parents are Alyssa and Stephen Moat, and my little brother is a freshman. His name is Nicholas.
And Nicholas goes to St. Joe's,
yes.
too, huh? Okay. And Tyler, you want to introduce yourself this right. morning to our guests?
I'm Tyler Fontana. I live in the Lower Borough area, and I go to Mount St. Peter's in New Kensington.
And that's right across the bridge in the Diocese of Greensburg.
Yeah. And my parents are Kristen and Bernie Fontana. And I have an older brother who's a graduate of St. Joe's.
Oh, okay.
He goes to Penn State Barand right now.
What's your older brother's name?
Ethan Fontana.
Ethan.
And he plans on majoring in aerospace engineering.
Ooh.
And then I have a younger brother who's a freshman right now at St. Joe's.
So three sons, huh,
yep.
your parents have. All right, and you're right in the middle, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And St. Joe's, because of its location, it covers the Diocese of Pittsburgh and Greensburg because it's right across the bridge, and 44 parishes and 21 different school districts. So you have a lot of classmates and other students from
yes.
pretty much around both dioceses and a lot of different parishes. Mm-hmm. So that must make it pretty neat to have friends and classmates from not just from Gibsonia or Lower Borough, but from around the upper Allegheny Valley area.
Yes.
And what are some of your favorite subjects in after school activities? We'll start with you, Madeline.
So probably my two favorites would have to be art and Latin.
Art and Latin, okay.
Yeah, very different.
Mm-hmm.
Art is just kind of like a really good creative outlet for me. I do enjoy it. I look forward to it. The school has a lot of interest in the arts, and they acknowledge it just as much as the science and technology. So they do have a really nice art department and a nice art room, so I really enjoy it. And
do you like to draw or to paint or
a little bit of both?
A little both.
Right now, I'm enjoying a painting, and I'm really. It's a lot of fun.
Future Picasso, huh?
Maybe. Line is definitely a challenge, but it's very, very interesting, and I really enjoy it. It's something that, like, not a lot of other schools offer.
Yeah, so. You don't hear too many schools, high schools, offer Latin, and it's an old language, but it really helps with the theology, too.
Yeah, definitely. So.
And how about you, Tyler? What are some of your favorite subjects and activities?
For me, my favorite subject is in math right now. Yeah. I'm currently taking pre-calculus.
Ooh.
I plan on taking engineering calc or calc 1 next year. For me, like, some of my favorite, like, after-school activities is, like, first robotics. I was also captain of the golf team this year. So, I mean, I really enjoy golfing. I'm also the president of Farm Club, which is another after-school activity where we, you say, almost play around with hydroponics and learn about that.
So you like math, and math is not one of my favorite subjects. It was one of my harder subjects, but it's very important. So you think you might be leaning in an engineering field possibly in college? Or
yeah, I'm looking around that. I'm actually thinking something around like an AI engineer or a software security engineer in the future. And believe it or not, like, I looked into that and involved some multivariable calculus.
And your extra activities, robotics, which we'll cover a little bit more on, and golf, too. That's really good. So nice little variety for both of you, Tyler and Madeline. Madeline, a couple years ago, your brother Nicholas became very sick, and you were able to help him. Can you tell our listeners what happened? Because this sounds like an interesting story.
So about 2 years ago in April, my brother started showing signs that he was jaundiced. So his top half was completely a yellow tint. His eyes were yellow, like the rainbow color.
You physically saw him changing.
Yes.
Wow. That must have been scary.
Yeah. So we didn't really know what was going on. So we went to the doctors and tests were run, and we found out there was something wrong with his liver and his enzymes. Mm. So we got him on a medicine, and it started to help, and he felt totally fine, like he was feeling good. And then we find out after more tests that it actually turned into a blood disorder called aplastic anemia. His was severe, so that meant which meant that 5% or less was functioning in his body at the time, and that was his bone marrow. So your bone marrow makes red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets, and his was not making those for him. So he was getting bruises very, very easily. If he got a cut, he would bleed and bleed and bleed. It'd take a really long time for it to clot up. And so there are three solutions that you can approach it, and the first was a sibling match bone marrow transplant.
Mm-hmm.
So I got tested, and 25% of siblings are a possible match, and me and him were actually a perfect match.
Perfect match, you and your brother.
Yeah, so I think they looked at like 8 boxes, and I managed to get all 8. So, we were very, 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 very lucky and blessed to be able to, like, that I was able to help him. So getting tested was pretty easy. I just got a cotton swab in my mouth, and then they looked at his versus mine. And then I got some testing done, and 1 week before transplant day, he went in and he got a round of chemo to basically destroy his immune system to knock it back down. And then he had transplant day was July 27th, and he received my marrow in an IV bag. It was about an 8-hour process, and he kind of just sat in bed the whole time. He wasn't feeling so good the day after. He had some side effects because of graft versus host disease, which is where your body kind of rejects the marrow. Mm-hmm. But he didn't get it too bad, so it was just more of a foreign thing coming into his body, and his body was like, what's happening? So it was just his body's way of reacting. So he had a bad migraine and some nausea, but they have medicine to help him, so he ended up feeling pretty good.
And to this day?
He's feeling really good. Mm-hmm. He's down to only one appointment every 6 months, so his next appointment's in March, and yeah, he's doing
so. You really, basically really well. Saved your brother's life.
Yeah.
How did that affect you with your personal life and then your faith?
Because
that's like the greatest gift somebody can give.
Yeah. We all kind of took it our own different ways. Mm-hmm. Me and my family.
Did it bring you everybody together closer?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. We definitely got so much closer from it. And me personally, I did get closer with them, but I also did kind of do some soul searching during that time.
Sure.
Because, I don't know, it's a lot for a 14-year-old to be able to say yes, because at 14 in Pennsylvania, I could have said no.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would I say no? Like, why would anyone ever say no to their little brother?
It's family.
Yeah.
So you look at life a little bit different, huh?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. I did go through kind of a rough patch where during that time I didn't really attend church, just a lot going on. And I wasn't exactly the most happy with God at the time, just because it was more of the questioning. And so I kind of just pushed him away. But once things started to look up, I started to turn to him more.
Mm-hmm.
Just mostly prayer whenever I needed it and I needed to feel strong again. But
did that help you with your parents too? Did it bring everybody all together?
Most
closer?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. We attend Mass every week, mm-hmm. family. Like, we're pretty active, and we definitely came together during the time, and we prayed together, and we just kind of took it day by day, and yeah.
Wow. So you saved your brother's life, and you probably didn't have to think twice about,
no.
You know, and you see things in the news that complete strangers come together and they form friendships everlasting, but this is your little brother, and
yeah,
his sister saved his life. And I can just imagine you and your family, what you've gone through, and not to even think twice about, hey, we're a perfect match. I don't have to think about this. You're giving your gift of faith and life together, and here you are. You helped him, and he probably helped you.
And yeah.
Look at life a little bit different each and every day. And what a great story that is, especially we just celebrated Valentine's Day last week. So you truly love your family, love God,
oh, yeah.
And love your neighbor. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles Lawanga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And this morning, we are focusing on St. Joseph's High School in Natrona Heights, one of the oldest Catholic high schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we are really grateful this morning to have Tyler Fontana and Madeline Moat, both are juniors at St. Joe's, as our guests this morning. And Tyler, in the first segment, you talked about one of your favorite passions is in extracurricular activities is robotics. And tell our listeners about the worldwide robotics competition that you're part of. This sounds really interesting.
Yeah, so we have an after school activity called FIRST Robotics. What FIRST stands for is for inspiration and recognition of science and technology.
Mm-hmm.
The competition is a high school age international team competition where students are giving 6 weeks to build, design, and program a robot to compete against other teams during that competition. Again, there's strict financial limits as well as build constraints during that time period that you have to meet. And it's a pretty big competition. It's 28th season this year. and has over 3,000 teams like worldwide.
Wow.
Hmm. Along with that, there's over 91,000 youth like team members and over 25,000 mentors that like help along like with our robotics team. So I mean, it's a pretty big like program to be a part of. And the nice thing about it is that you're able to almost sample like what you want to do with your life if you're thinking about engineering or mm-hmm. even finance. I mean, we have people who keep track of all our financial stuff and budgeting. So, I mean, it's really a program
where... It's a big thing. So yeah. This is an extracurricular activity group, but it's also shaping you for your future,
mm-hmm.
especially since you like math and robotics and engineering and plus how to keep a budget, too. And it's a team effort thing, mm-hmm. too. So you kind of learn... and grow personally, but also with your other classmates too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how has your faith grown since you've been attending St. Joseph's High School?
Well, like for me, I've been to like a Catholic school all my life,
mm-hmm.
and for really when I was younger, I didn't understand my faith as much. I kind of went through the motions, you could say, and it kind of happened again freshman year, but sophomore year, I really like sort of dive into my faith and like what it really meant to me. And like through St. Joe's, like, and the teachers there, they kind of taught like how God is someone you can go to and mm-hmm. pray to in times of like stress. And that's kind of what I use them. Like.
So as you go through each year at St. Joseph's, you felt like your faith was actually growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Madeline, you went to St. Ursula grade school in Gibsonia, which is now part of Blessed Trinity Academy. How was that transition from St. Ursula's to St. Joe's when you entered as a freshman a few years ago?
It was a half and half, good and bad.
Because mm-hmm. that's a big change coming from a little school into a high school mode.
Oh, yeah. It's a big adjustment
mm-hmm.
In and of itself. But I also came from St. Ursula where I was the only one who attended.
Oh, you were the only classmate. You didn't have any other classmates.
Yeah, so I knew absolutely no one. But St. Joe's does a good job of making known your classmates. We do
mm-hmm.
like a girl's social and a boy's social, a whole class social. And then a little bit into the school year, we do a freshman retreat. And you have retreat all 4 years of high school at St. Joe's. And it's just a good way to get to know your classmates, where those ice cream socials were even before school. So I knew a couple familiar faces and a couple names even before I went on freshman orientation day.
So you had like a head start. You felt like that social actually helped.
Oh yeah,
break
most
the ice.
Definitely.
You weren't coming in not knowing anyone or seeing familiar faces.
Yeah, definitely.
And St. Joe's invites grandparents and other relatives and special people to you. You have weekly school masses followed by socials. And also the school has started an alumni speaker series. I like this. This is a great thing. And Tyler, your brother Ethan, who you said is older, he came back to his alma mater. Tell us about when your brother came back to visit and gave his little story about being in the halls of St. Joseph's.
I mean, it's always interesting to hear like how he perceived things at St. Joe's, but it really gave me insight of how much St. Joe's prepared him for college
mm-hmm.
and how like what to expect like senior year for me like at St. Joe's, and then what's expected for college. That was really the major thing that like I was able to learn.
And your principal, Mrs. Beverly Kanicki, she says that it's not based on tests and quizzes, but projects and research and labs. And she's also talked about how well the students have done in the science and history competitions. Can you give us some examples of some projects or research that you've done in the competitions and the classmates that you've entered? Madeline?
So we in... A history day, National History Day, is one competition we're actually preparing for right now. It's coming up next month, I believe March 31st or something.
Around
the 31st.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're finishing up and getting ready. But we choose a topic, and you basically become the expert of your topic. Mm. They give you a couple ways to present it. It's your choice. Your topic is your choice, so... My history teacher really enjoys it because we really dive into what we want to talk about, because we choose the topics and we choose topics that we enjoy, not just
it's
reading
from a book.
It's
something that you like and you know, and you're going to share that more than versus being forced to say, oh, I have to talk about this, and
yeah,
I don't really like it. But your heart's into it.
Yes. And there's definitely a lot of research. So
sure,
we're also learning basic research skills, even not even just for science, but also for history. Mm. So it's very...
How about you, Tyler?
I mean, I really like the project-based aspect of St. Joe's because, mm-hmm, I mean, we have History Day. We also have a class that you can take, a weighted class called Science Research, where you participate in like PJS and PERSIV. And what that class does, it prepares you for those competitions, and like it teaches you different ways to research. And with the whole project-based idea at St. Joe's, I mean, for our biology this year, a third of our grade is based on labs. So like I believe in physics, there's a good portion of your grade is based on a lab. So it's not like you're just taking a test or quiz and that determines your whole grade.
That's great. Now, a lot of students now are taking a bigger role telling their parents where they want to go to high school. If somebody is in eighth grade now who might be considering St. Joseph's High School, Madeline, what would you say to them?
Definitely consider it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that St. Joe's offered me that other schools that I looked at definitely didn't. Definitely one being the family aspect. We are one big family at St. Joe's. Everyone's looking out for everyone. I have upperclassmen and underclassmen friends that I will be friends with after high school.
That's awesome.
So definitely the family aspect is something you won't get at another school.
You're not lost in the crowd. You're not just a
definitely
number.
Definitely not.
You're a family.
Yeah.
And how about you, Tyler? What would you say to an eighth grader listening or a family that's listening this morning?
For me, I think what personally brought me as an eighth grader into St. Joe's was indeed like the first program there. Mm. It's such a great program in my opinion. And I think it prepares you and pushes you in the right direction of what you want to do with like your life after high school.
Mm-hmm.
And at St. Joe's, it's a more student-based setup where other like teams other schools that might have the program, the mentors kind of take over, and the students really don't get the chance to really look into like what FIRST has to offer.
So it's really student-driven.
Mm-hmm.
And friendships-driven, family-driven.
Yes.
You know, everyone. And who would have thought, you know, coming in a few years ago, not knowing anyone, here you are with friends in the upper class and lower classes, and Tyler with you, your brothers, keeping that tradition. Madeline Moat and Tyler Fontana, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be back a moment on Catholic Education Plus. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring St. Joseph's High School in Natrona Heights is holding their annual spring open house on Wednesday, March the 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. That's only just in a few weeks from today. You can receive a private tour by a St. Joe's student ambassador. You meet the faculty, the students, and also meet some current parents. What a great way to dive in and take a tour and check out St. Joe's in Natrona Heights. It's located about 20 miles from downtown Pittsburgh. They offer a college preparatory education that encourages spiritual growth, academic excellence, and a lot of extracurricular activities. Financial aid is available, and the class of 2018 earned $5.2 million in scholarships and awards. So come out to St. Joseph's High School in Natrona Heights open house. Again, that's on March the 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. For more information, you can visit stjosephhs.com. That's stjosephhs.com. They're holding their annual spring open house Wednesday, March the 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. What a great way to take a look at the school and meet the faculty and staff. We'll see you there in a few weeks.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.